East Mississippi, West Alabama's news, talk, and sports radio station, 1010 MOX. Welcome back to the morning show. And it's number four of four big hours. My name is Bill Smith, along with...
I'm Dumpster Dog, and he's...
Paul Tarver.
And it's...
It's jam-packed.
Sure is.
Loud and jam-packed.
Been a fun morning.
It's been a great morning.
And we got another hour. And Paul Tarver is in the house. 693-189-1693-1010. And you can also email us morningshow@wmox.net.
Well, it's worked again, fellas. I come in here all anxiety and bowed up and ready to have a fight, and I've expressed myself, and I feel so much better. And my message to all you people out there has been listening to this great Southern rock and roll, you know, express your individuality, you know, believe what you want to believe, and, and stick to your guns. And it made John Wayne great. You know, one of the biggest missed opportunities in the past elections, in the debates, I don't think John McCain could have pulled this off, but Ronald Reagan could have, would have been to look at the new president and say to him, you know, can you see John, can you see Ronald Reagan doing this? Ronald Reagan turning to him and goes, I knew Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln was a friend of mine, and you, sir, are not Abe Lincoln. Was that a missed opportunity or what? That was a wide-open chance. But I'm not sure McCain could have pulled that off. But I know my hero Ronald could have. And y'all think about that, and maybe y'all hear his voice again, and that's a good thing to have. So,
all right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Guru Paul Tarver. Welcome.
It's Paul Harvey guy, though. Oak Salad, ain't it?
Poke Salad.
Poke Salad Annie. That's a great song. I don't have it with me, but it's a great song.
Oh, man.
It's a great song.
Who did that?
I don't know who did it, but he did it good.
He sure did. Poke Salad.
Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Good morning.
Tony Joe White.
You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver.
Right. It was Tony Joe White.
Tony Joe White.
I knew Jim was out there somewhere lurking around listening to the radio.
Wondering where my ZZ Top is at.
You missed it. Last hour we played LaGrange.
Oh, man, I was in the tub.
I told you, if you had to get here early and you had to stay late, or you was going to miss something.
Take your radio into the bathroom with you, Jim.
Yeah, you do that on battery power, because if it happens to drop into the tub, you know, we don't want nothing to happen to you.
Right.
Yeah, I would
safety
have
first.
Dancing around in there, so it would have fell off in there somewhere.
Safety first.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the show.
You're doing a good show.
Well, thank you.
I think you got an answer back on Molly Hatchet. It seems to me like the core of the band was down right around North Florida there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look that one up. I looked at so many bands and so many things here to do this show. They're all kind of running together on me at this point. I mean, you know, I was checking every band, where they're from and their whole histories and everything. It just right off the top of my head, I couldn't come up with it.
Oh, by the way, Molly Hatchet is still performing. They just had several personnel changes in their band.
Well, and, you know, a lot of the ones that we're playing today are still performing. I mean, you know, there's Lynyrd Skynyrd's been reunited. 38 Special still plays. You know, all of these bands have some form of – the songs are still being played live somewhere.
Yeah, but let's not forget – about the king of Southern rock, that's Charlie Daniels.
Charlie's got a few, and I really debated about what to play on his. One of the ones that came to mind was Uneasy Rider, was one that came up
or
that I really
Simple
liked.
Man.
Charlie Daniels, we're going to play Simple Man, but not by Charlie Daniels.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie influenced a lot of people.
And one of my most favorite songs of his, because I more or less still identify with it, is Still in Saigon.
Yeah.
A lot of us good old Southern boys still identify with that song.
Yeah, that was a good song.
Yeah. Well, anyway, y'all are doing a good job there, folks.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Glad
you joined the show.
Thanks, Jim.
See you later.
You know, we have been playing Southern music, and I hope people are getting the fact that I'm saying Southern music and not Southern rock, because it's all over the place. And even bands that you think of as Southern rock play all kinds of music. And in fact, we're going to take a little tour right now of some different varieties of music that's played by a single band. Everybody knows this band is Lynyrd Skynyrd, and we've played a little bit of them so far. Not saying they're the best, not saying they're the worst, but they do have a wide variety. They don't mind exploring different genres of music. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to play some different stuff from them. Why don't you start it off with cut number four, which will bring in some of their blues and heritage from their rhythm days.
Well, I used to wake the morning before the rooster crowed, searching for soda bottles to get myself some dough. Run them down to the corner, down to the country store, cash them in and give my money to a man named Curtis Lowe. Old Kurt was a black man with white curly hair. When he had a fifth of wine, he did not have a care. He used to own a notebro, used to play across his knees. I'd give old Kurt my money, he'd play all with me. Play me a song, Curtis Lowe, Curtis Lowe. Well, I got your drinking money, tune up your dobro. People said it was useless, them people all were fools. Cause Curtis Lowe was the finest picker to ever play the blues.
On the morning show, Paul Tarver in with
Ballad
us.
Of Curtis Lowe.
Yeah.
Album rock.
Yeah, is that what it feels like?
It does.
Well, I'm hoping that people are getting the message that, you know, one thing the Southern music does is it celebrates the person. It celebrates your own ability to make your own decisions, your individuality, and your freedom.
I've forgotten all about the message. I'm just Listen to the music now. Dumpster?
I'm into the music. I wasn't doing a lot of thinking.
Well, that's good. That means I'm accomplished something. You're getting rid of all the stress. You're leaving. You know, somebody already have a Southern Rock spa.
Yeah, let me replay.
You know, where you go and put headphones on and they you know.
And you just let it
give
go.
You a Diet Dr. Pepper and you lay back in the chair and they crank it up. Maybe they cut your hair while you're there.
Not a Diet Dr. Pepper now. An RC would be.
Well, RC Cola and a Moon Pie. That'd be a perfect Southern Rock spa.
Come in here with no diet.
Well, we need a before and after of Paul Tarver this morning.
Oh, yeah. Man, that first
about
hour.
About a 30-second clip. The 30-second clip.
and just see the transition as the day goes by. Oh, the rest of the day is going to be cool. Man.
Transformation.
All right, good morning.
You're on the morning show with the guru. Welcome.
William, I wanted to tell Paul that I totally understand where he comes from, is letting your hair loose. And similar to the Footloose movie when Kevin Bacon did that, it's not so much Southern Rock, but Paul Bill has that same affinity with the soundtrack of Thriller.
Absolutely.
Really?
And I just wanted to let him tell you the story, hang up, how he would cut that on and just kind of let his hair out. It's a great story. So, Paul, make sure he tells you. I'm going to hang up and listen.
I still do.
I think it would be better if you told it and him have to defend it.
Well, he's gone now.
But he's gone
Bill's
now.
Bill's got to tell it.
He's gone, and I'm not going to tell it.
Oh, come on now.
But I
we're being honest. We're exposing our hearts on this show today.
And but I still do it.
What do you?
That's all I'll say is I still do it.
You still do? You know the Thriller moves? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I still put it on at night.
Do you have the red zipper jacket?
Yeah.
You do?
When everybody's asleep. And
do you have the sequin glove?
Yes. Everybody's asleep.
We're going to take away your Southern Rock membership card. I wouldn't have told that if I was you.
Well, I didn't.
But you agreed with it.
Well, I have to be honest. I do it every single night. You talk about being relaxed and getting all the stress out. That's just my way of doing it, Paul.
Well, one of the songs that has always affected me over the years, because I can hear my grandma and grandpa and my parents, and I can hear my whole heritage reflected in this song to a certain degree, was another song by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Again, I'm not intentionally trying to make this Lynyrd Skynyrd hour. It's just working out that way. Mm-hmm. If you've got just a few minutes there, Bill, could you play cut number 8 for me? Because I think it says a lot about what I've been talking about this morning.
Number 8. Here you go.
Yeah.
All right, we're on the morning show with Paul Tarver.
The guru.
The guru. Welcome back, everybody. It's, 16 minutes before 10 o'clock. Bill Smith in with you, and along with the dog and the one, the only, Paul Tarver, the guru. And right now is a good time to talk about what we're going to eat.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to eat?
Yeah.
I know you're both ready to eat.
All this music's made me hungry.
Worked up an appetite.
Yeah, I'm very
I don't need anything to make me hungry, but that music has really worked on me today.
All right, let's go to the Checkerboard Southern Kitchen and see Mr. Robert Frazier and Mark Newell. And remember, we welcome carry out 601-481-1039. And 10 or more orders we will deliver. The Checkerboard Southern Kitchen. We have today Thursday's buffet, fried chicken tenders, beef tips with rice, country fried steak. There you go, dumpster.
That's mine.
Right, chicken and dumplings. Okay, Paul Tarver.
I like chicken and dumplings.
Okay.
That's about as southern as it gets.
I'll take beef tips with rice, and also I'll have the fried chicken tenders and the chicken and dumplings.
By the way, I will tell you, if you take them chicken tenders and add it to your chicken and dumplings, you got country fried chicken and you got chicken and dumplings, it don't get much better.
Okay.
All right.
I'll have that.
That's actually very good.
Plus the country fried steak.
Been there, done that.
Loaded potatoes, coleslaw, potato salad, green salad, whole kernel corn, field peas, fried green tomatoes, green beans, turnip greens, homemade dessert. Remember, the buffet includes dessert, tea, coffee, or water, and fresh cornbread. In fact, the best cornbread dumpster this side of
Lawton, Oklahoma.
Wow. We have a chef salad and a kid's buffet. A child's buffet, and if you're 3 and under, you eat free. Oh, you 3-year-olds.
Been a long time since I could eat free.
To Checkerboard Southern Kitchen, we'll meet you there for lunch today. Okay, here we go.
Well,
first of all, it's been great having you on.
It's been great being here. I've had a blast. I don't know if you want to take this call or not, but
good morning. Yeah, you're on the morning show with Paul Tarver.
I want to tell you that I have thoroughly enjoyed this morning's show. I've caught most of it. I've had to step in and out of the office a time or two, but I have really, really enjoyed it, especially the part about diagnosing that rebel gene. And I'm glad to know that is a true diagnosis now.
Well, I'm just waiting on the scientific paper to be published.
I think it's in the medical textbooks now.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I don't know if it's been published yet, but I'm waiting.
Well, I want to know, is that on your website or anywhere?
No, but
I think my son suffers from this, too.
No, but I told Dumpster in the break, this is probably going to be one of the newest ones I put up at paultarver.com. I'll have to get this written up and include maybe the playlist of what we've covered today and some of my favorite songs. I'm trying to do it all as one little article. I'll see if I can get that done in the next few days.
Oh, that would be great.
But in the meantime, there's plenty of stuff out there. If anybody wants to go to paultarver.com, don't forget to go to qualitypconline.com and put your email address in so you can get notified when we're going to be on again. That should cover all the bases.
All righty. We'll
but thank you so much for telling me you enjoyed this. It makes my day. That's
right, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much.
The last song, and I hate to call it the last song. It's just it's
what number is it? First of all,
well, it's number 9, and but it holds a special place in my heart. Anybody that knows a lot about me probably knows why. It's the song that probably everybody's out there. It's the one question everybody's waiting to hear is what song is that you want to hear. But this song means a lot to me. It talks about it got me through a tough part of my life, and all I got to say about it is, Alicia, this is for you.
Thank you. this I've got to see. If I stay here with you, girl, well, things just couldn't be the same. Cause I'm as free as bird now, and this bird. For Atlanta. If I stay.